Let's go to the US now, where Elton John has played for President Joe Biden. Kirk Clyde, good afternoon.
Tom, how would you like to have Elton John come to your house to play a concert?
Isn't this incredible?
That's First Lady Jill Biden, and that is what happened this weekend at the White House.
On behalf of the American people, thank you, and I sincerely mean this, thank you for moving the soul of our nation.
The performance on the South Lawn was called A Night When Hope and History Rhyme.
I've played in some places before that have been beautiful, but this is probably the icing on the cake. It's wonderful to be here amongst so many people who have helped my AIDS Foundation and my heroes, the ones that work day to day on the front line, teachers, nurses, everybody who's helped. They're the heroes to me.
In his memoir, President Biden wrote about singing Crocodile Rock to his two young boys as he drove them to school, and again later to his son, Beau, before he died of cancer at 46. Elton is now 75, and the History Channel was the key sponsor of the event. Well, Sir Elton certainly has a lot of history, including with American politics. Back in 2017, Donald Trump asked him to perform at his inauguration, but Elton declined by saying he didn't think it was appropriate for a Brit to play at the swearing-in of an American president. Elton continues the U.S. portion of his farewell tour through November, before heading to Australia in January.